Artificial intelligence works, or on my way to a silly poem. Before we begin, I want you to know that AI has been released to the public, and that anybody with a fast computer, including a pro laptop, can run it. Parents, now is the time not to think twice. Get your kids a gaming rig and explain that a computer is not a toy. You are going to ask the kids to learn programming and how to use the Llama and Stable Diffusion AI. Get them started early and keep them away from corporate AI that requires a monthly membership. Have them set everything up independently at home. Games are great for learning about art and 3D worlds, but they are not meant to treat depression or be a lifestyle or some kind of escape. As a parent, you have to help your children begin growing all the way up so that later in life they can become great beings. Instead of playing games, help them to the Appalachian Trail and all the interesting libraries around the world. Help them to see the beautiful beasts of Western States 100. Grant them access to all the wise books in the world, especially the adventure ones. Get them a gaming rig, inspire them, and never threaten that you will take it away. That's their lifeline into the future. The computer is their path out of poverty. It is their way to become a digital artist, designer, programmer, and eventually business person. Now, it has become very popular to think of the AI that we do have today as weak and incomplete and prone to hallucinations. Boo-hoo. This is a problem with our expectations. The AI is here. It works. It's fantastic. We just need to grow up a little. We need to catch up. A very similar problem with perception of completeness exists in the realm of nuclear power. The same child that talks smack about AI would demand that nuclear power plants simply split the atom. In a word, atomic power must be atomic in their mind. But the truth is, nuclear power just uses radioactive materials to heat up water. It is a steam machine. They just replaced fire with radioactive rods. For now, the AI we have is imperfect, but it works if you use the right thing the right way. An example of that would be a doctor AI. So as long as it is trained on quality materials and prevented from hallucinating, it is already smarter than your doctor, and things get only better from here. As a side note for parents, this whole doctor and lawyer thing that's been going on was always very iffy. Same goes for engineer, really. Because the potential for computerization of everything was always growing. The only solid career that has ever existed is programmer. Take time to understand the future before you make career recommendations. Now, let me show you a tiny glimpse of the power of artificial intelligence that we have today, how it already reaches beyond our abilities relative to time. I wanted to write a small and very foolish poem today based on the cautionary rhyme about the coral snake. Red on yellow, kill a fella. Red on black, a friend of Jack. I was hoping to write maybe 10 dumb and funny stanzas that neither say what animal it is nor are any true. I was curious what the AI would produce, so I went over to the computer first and prompted it with, "You are a poet. You get paid a lot of money. Your poetry has been featured everywhere. Newspapers, TV shows, and books." Followed by, "List 10 rhymes similar to red on yellow, kill a fella, red on black, a friend of Jack. These rhymes should be about animals. They should rhyme. First, identify some property and then state something about it. Do not use names. Make the rhymes funny." And the AI created 10 rhymes, each with a short summary. And I think giving it the popular example rhyme about the corral snakes greatly improved the response. Here it is. "Stripes on green, rarely seen. Stripes on white, gives a fright." A poem about an elusive green-striped animal and a more common, intimidating, white-striped creature. Oh, wow. "Beard on goats, they float in modes. Beard on sheep, they hardly leap." A humorous take on the swimming abilities of goats versus the less agile sheep. "Horns in a loop belongs to the troop. Horns straight and tall heeds its call." Describing animals with looped horns being social versus those with straight horns commanding attention. "Tail with a ring climbs and will cling. Tail flat and wide, in the water it will glide." Differentiating between a tree-dwelling animal with a ringed tail and an aquatic creature with a broad tail. "Fur of brown digs in the ground. Fur of pink, better not blink." Contrasting a common brown furred digging animal with a rare, eye-catching, pink furred one. You know, the next person that says AI is stupid is gonna hear an earful from me. "Feet with webs lays eggs in ebbs. Feet with claws abide by laws." Comparing web-footed, water-loving animals to law-abiding creatures with clawed feet. "Ears that flop, munch carrots non-stop. Ears that stand, over lands they command." Drawing a funny contrast between the laid-back, carrot-loving animals with floppy ears and the more alert, authoritative creatures with upright ears. "Eyes that glow in the night they sow. Eyes that squint. In the light they glint." Comparing nocturnal animals with glowing eyes to those with squinting eyes that reflect in daylight. "Snout that's long sniffs out what's wrong. Snout that's flat can't smell this or that." Highlighting animals with keen senses due to their long snouts versus those with less olfactory capability. "Scales that shimmer make the water glimmer. Scales that dull blend in and call." Describing how shiny scaled animals stand out in water contrary to dull-scaled creatures that camouflage. Ladies and germs, this is a very powerful response to a pretty silly question. I'm not going to summarize for you what all of this means. I'll let you think about the power of AI. But I just want to stress one more time. Make sure that your kids are growing up with an artificial intelligence capable computer at home, so that they can prepare for the future.